Michael, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you today, Tony?
I'm doing very well. What is the Greater Lansing Sports Authority?
The Greater Lansing Sports Authority creates, attracts, and supports sporting events in our region. We're a division of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and our sole focus really is to impact the area's economic standing in regards to sporting events. So we bring events in that have a significant impact on our region or support our region or provide a quality of life type event in our region.
All right, we're going to talk about Hoop Fest, but set aside that, what's on the calendar? What has the Sports Authority brought in sports-wise for the spring and summer?
Well, a couple things we're busy planning on. We work with, around 80 to 100 events every year, from some baseball tournaments that we bring in to some world championship type baseball tournaments. We recently secured a USA Hockey 18 and under national championship event that will be coming up next April that we're busy planning on now. And then also we've partnered with Suburban Ice and the Lansing Skating Club, and we were awarded the U.S. Junior Nationals for figure skating as well to host in our region, which the planning committee is busy preparing for now and will be in our community in December as well. So we're busy planning a number of events right now, actually.
All right. As the father of a 9- and 7-year-old and guys who love basketball, we attended Hoops Fest last year. Talk about March Magic Hoop Fest, what it's all about.
Well, this is the third year of March Magic Hoop Fest. 3 years ago, we approached the MHSA, and as you know, Tony, we host the girls and boys basketball state finals here at the Breslin Center. We approached the MHSA at that point in time when we were in contract negotiations with Michigan State, ourselves and them, about possibly creating a new opportunity for the participants not only over at the Breslin Center to participate in, but then also our community to get behind and get involved in as well. And we did some research and came up with March Magic Hoop Fest at that point in time. And really what it is an interactive basketball playground for what I like to say is children and adults of all ages, because we have games in there that really fit just about anybody. We have a Dean Trailways three-point shooting contest, a full-court shot, a game called Hit the Spot where you have to hit certain spots in a certain amount of time, shots from different spots in a certain amount of time, a skills challenge area. And also we have some games themed towards the younger age groups as well, with some obstacle courses and some bounce houses. And we do just a ton of different fun activities over at Jennison Fieldhouse while the basketball games are going on and in between the basketball games over at Breslin Center.
And I think this reminds me a lot of taking my kids down to the same type of festival when Major League Baseball had their All-Star game at Comerica Park and when the Super Bowl was in Detroit. Same kind of fun activities to really promote whatever sport it is that's going on.
Yeah, it's themed very similar to those type events, in particular Hoop City. If you're familiar with the Final Four, if you made it down to Ford Field when it was here and checked out Hoop City, you were able to come down. And it's the same type of experience. It's a fan festival, if you will. What's really unique about this one is that a Hoop City or some of the other ones, it costs you a good chunk of change to get in the door. And if you've got a family like I do, like you do, Tony, it costs you a good amount of money to get in the door. With Hoop Fest, which is really nice, is if you're attending the basketball games over at Breslin Center, you show us your ticket at Jennison and you get in for free. If you're not attending those basketball games over at Breslin Center, all you do is you just come on over to Jennison Fieldhouse, park your car, and it's really $2 to get in the door. And there's limitless hours of fun over there. We've actually had kids come down and hold their birthday parties in Hoop Fest last year. They were so excited that it came back around again.
How many attended Hoops Fest last year?
We estimated probably between 14 and 16,000 people overall attended Hoop Fest last year. We have a number of different components other than just the free play opportunities that we have inside the Jennison Fieldhouse. We also program some areas and some ideas as well. We have a Dean Trailways Center Court and a Sports Authority Center Court area where we run exhibition basketball games on our two center courts for 4th through 8th graders. So they have an opportunity to come down and be Magic Johnson for a day, Greg Kelser, and get down there and play in Jennison Fieldhouse, a full-court basketball game inside Jennison. We also do a free kids clinic on Saturday morning as well, where we bring in kids from our region. We bring in the Basketball Coaches Association of Michigan, provides us with some of the best coaches in the state of Michigan. And they come down and they get a free clinic and tutorial, really, about different skills that they can use as they grow their basketball acumen.
All right, Michael, my 9-year-old's fourth grade team is going to be participating in that. I look to have one of my greatest coaching victories ever in that. Tell me about the clinic. What time is that, and what do you have to do to get registered?
We still do have a few spots open for the free clinic on Saturday morning. Of course, this Hoop Fest is March 24th through the 26th. We're doing it over the boys' basketball weekend. As we know, the girls are kicking off tomorrow, and we're doing something small inside of Breslin. But the clinic will take place on that Saturday of the boys' weekend. And if they'd like to log on to lansingsports.org, that's lansingsports.org, they'll be right on our homepage. There's a click-through to the March Magic Hoop Fest website. And they can log right onto that website, and they'll see information about the clinic. We still are filling a couple spots, possibly even for the basketball exhibition games for the 4th through 8th graders. But everything's right on that website. They can find the hours of operation, information about games, information about hours, and then also how to register their children for the free clinic as well.
All right. Now, what do you have going on for the girls?
For the girls, we're doing a small programming on the concourse of the Breslin Center. We're going to use a gate that they don't open up, and we're going to just put some small games on the concourse there. One, to provide them something to do in between games, and maybe the little folks can kind of come over and take a break from watching the game. But then also to promote that next weekend over the boys, over at Jenison during that next weekend as well.
All right, Michael. For more information, where can people go? What's that website again?
The best place to go is probably lansingsports.org, lansingsports.org, and it'll have all the information of, one, what we're working on and what we're doing and who we are, but then also, two, there's a click-through to the March Magic Hoop Fest website and the MHSAA website, and they can gather information from both of those sites.
All right, Michael, we will be in touch with you next week, early next week, to help you promote this. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Tony. We'll talk to you soon.